Chapter 17. Are technologies deterministic? Many people talk as though they are. Students have often told me that the spread of television or the internet was inevitable. Likewise, most people find the idea of a modern world without automobiles unimaginable. However, history provides some interesting counterexamples to apparently inevitable technologies. The gun would appear to be the classic case of a weapon that no society could reject once it had been introduced. Yet the Japanese did just that. They adopted guns from Portuguese traders in 1543, learned how to make them, and gradually gave up the bow and the sword. As early as 1575, guns proved decisive in a major battle, Nagashino, but then the Japanese abandoned them for what can only be considered cultural reasons. The guns they produced worked well, but they had little symbolic value to warriors, who preferred traditional weapons as a sign of their social status. The government restricted gun production, but this alone would not be enough to explain Japan's reversion to swords and arrows. Other governments have attempted to restrict gun ownership and use, often with little success. But the Japanese samurai class rejected the new weapon, and the gun disappeared. It re-entered society only after 1853, when Commodore Perry sailed his warships into Japanese waters and forced the country to open itself to the West.